it's been that way since 2012. Why do we have to go through that every meeting?
I'd like to call this National Affairs Committee meeting to order. Time is 10:09 a.m., November 15th. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Maker. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here. Congresswoman Edwards just called in but was not able to stay on the phone. We do also have in attendance Congressman Mason, Congresswoman Whitehorn, Mr. Potts, and Chairman Waller from the Minerals Council. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Chairman Waller, will you say a prayer?
Before I pray, think of all the people that's been in this room. Uncle, I'd like to pray for us today. You have seen so many come through here. Our days are numbered. Whatever you do in this day, you remember that you're doing it not only for the ones that have left us, the ones that are here, but the ones that are coming. I want to strive to you how much I respect you all for what you leave in your day. There's a lot of people out there that they have other agendas in their lives and they think it's about them, and what they do, they weaken themselves. You keep on the method of you're doing it for every one of your children hadn't come through. You have things that have been lost. And with that, I humbly ask the Lord to help us. Wakanda, Wakanda Zinki and Dotsi Iwikananzi. Awate Nikapaki Ia'a Kombra Hekaha. Awate Nikapaki Ia'a Kombra Shonka went on, my elder, my brothers, my sisters. I ask for the ones that are mourning. My sister here, we just took care of her family. I want to think about them today because that is truly what's most Osage, is try to take care of a soul. If you can't find your soul, then you are broken. If you can't find that the Lord's coming to help you, you are broken. We ask that you take care of all of my Congress, all of my people, our chief, our council, our chairman. He needs you more than anyone. I ask to humbly tell you is that have my parents come help me. I can't make it without them. You took them home and all I do is I want them. I want them back. But I can't have them because I was trained better not to do that. I ask everyone remember that line is that don't call them back from home. Leave them in paradise. Because we don't have that here. We'll never have it here. But we're going to try our best with that in front of us. Our people, the souls, our hearts, our minds. I ask you to bless everyone here today. Take care of all of our people. And reach out to the old, the ones that are aching, the ones that are in mourning, and all of our soldiers in the field. We ask you, Lord, that you come down and you watch over us. You couldn't have kept us here this long unless there was something that we have, and it's called a future to go home to you. I want to think about my grandparents today. When I was a little boy, they were coming up here. Those were Osages. Those were the last of the people that were raised and married and lived by a buffalo hunt. I'd want to ask them and tell them is that we're trying our best. We're trying all we can. And with your help, watching eyes, protection, and having the Creator help my Osage people, we're going to give something to our children that we never had, and it's a freedom. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Great honor. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda should be the minutes. Without objection, let's look over the minutes from October 21st, 2016. second, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say yes.
Yes, yes.
All opposed? Minutes from October 21st are approved. Next item on the agenda are payables. First payable I have, I'm looking at the Citibank payable for an amount of $1,894.73. It's my understanding this is in regards to travel that's taking place. This is our monthly statement. If there's any questions? Congressman Walker.
Anything out of the ordinary? Anything to point out?
I didn't prepare the payable. Mr. Potts, did you prepare the Citibank payable?
I did.
Okay.
The only thing that might seem out of the ordinary is the bike pass, or the plate pass and charge that was due to a toll that was charged to the rental car that Congresswoman Bethlow had when she was in, where was she at, Oakland?
It was $17, I believe, now. Yeah.
Right, and that's the only thing that might be a little bit out of the ordinary. Everything else is just flight,
yeah.
Hotel, iPad data.
Any other questions? If not, Chair would entertain a motion to pay the Citibank payable in an amount of $1,894.73. So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none? All in favor say yes?
Yes.
All opposed? Payable for Citibank is approved. Next item I'm looking at is a payable for professional services for Lyons and Clark. This was forwarded to us by our attorney, Trey Gill. Do you have anything else to add in regards to this?
He did say that he reviewed it and everything seemed to be in order.
Are attached just to verify and validate what we're doing.
And it's support documentation that's required by accounting.
Okay. Well, Trey's looked over it, then I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, we got a motion made by Congressman Walker. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Tillman. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Payable for professional services is approved. What else do we have?
Next item is Xerox.
Xerox status on the agenda. We do have an email here from Xerox to Trey.
And the last page is the agreement that needs to be signed if we want to do the extension.
I believe
or
the
purchase.
The question we have here is, do we want to extend our lease with Xerox? Is that correct?
It's on the small machine that we have, and not the color machine that we just had replaced. It's on the other machine. And it's up to this body as to whether we want to extend the purchase until February or and potentially purchase it then. Or extend the purchase till February and not purchase it, or give the machine back now.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I don't really see any reason not to. I mean, it's at least an insurance in case something happens to the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be silly not to have a copy machine. We've got a pinch.
Right. Any more discussion in regards to extending the lease? Seeing none, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the lease extension for the Xerox copier.
So moved.
Do you wish to extend it and then purchase, or do you wish to just extend?
Can we extend and once we get to the end of the lease, then decide to purchase it? How's the contract read?
That's on what we have to sign is on the back. I can't remember what the actual
It says here we can get an extension, and after the extension, we can make the decision to purchase it.
Okay.
That's how I'm doing it.
Okay.
So what is the motion?
That much more detail than that. I don't want to take action to purchase it if that's not in our best interest, if we can extend the lease.
Mm-hmm. And then just add on the later. What's the motion? Do we have a second? Or?
Motion to extend the lease for the Xerox copy machine.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Those opposed? Okay, motion to extend the Xerox lease is approved. Next is the update on the IT server. Shannon, you want to talk about this one too?
Our last meeting, we asked Jeremy, who was here, to answer any questions, and we asked him to provide an all-in quote, his all-in quote for the server. And the time that it's going to take to install it is $8,348. I spoke with purchasing and asked them if we needed to do multiple bids. They said that they would request that we have IT get us cost to see if our tribal discount is any cheaper than going through Jeremy, because it is a Dell product. I expressed that that's fine. I don't have a problem doing that. I just want them to expedite it, because it seems that we get put on the back burner, and I mean, we're a month without heat and air in our offices. And I just really pushed that if we do that, I would like to see it expedited, because we want to do the change as quickly as possible to avoid any downtime if there was to be a complication with our server that we have now. They indicated that we could tell them that we were in a hurry for it, but they can't give us a time frame on how long it's going to take them to get the cost together.
For them to do it?
For them to just purchase it. Jeremy would still do the install, because IT, the nation's IT, didn't have anything to do with installing our stuff.
He's going to, is Jeremy going to still be contractually bound as the maintenance guy? Is he going to be working on it, or is it going to be, is IT going to take care of it?
To my understanding, Jeremy is going to continue to be our IT guy. That's my understanding at this point in time. I haven't seen any action take place. There hasn't been any action by this committee to change that.
Well, I've stated in the past, I still think that, you know, we pay into indirect cost, and for us to be going down this road is not something I agree with. But we're not ready to pull the trigger on a changeover. So what other option do we have? None? Wait.
We wait
and go through the tribal IT board and keep going this route. I think what we discussed in the past, what I discussed with the staff, not in the CA, was the getting caught up in the waiting game with procurement and purchasing, and that's what we're doing now. Same thing. We try to do it on our own. So, right now our options were to keep going forward with Jeremy, the IT guy, or.
And I will say that the installation, Jeremy said once he receives the server, he said he would come up their option, their choice would be to come up on a weekend and do the install over a weekend so that we have no downtime within the office. They would come up, do all the installs, do all the upgrades, make all the changes over a weekend. The only thing that they would do after that that would require them to be here during the week would be that they would come in and make sure that all of our computers were synced correctly, and that would just take a matter of a couple of hours.
So since Jeremy's been on board for some time, who's discussed with accounting about our procurement process for this? I mean, do we need three bids or quotes? Does anyone know? Are we good to go?
That was why I called and asked them if we needed three bids. And they said because it's a Dell product, the only thing they would request is that we, as far as the actual equipment, that we contact IT and ask them to give us a quote on what the equipment would cost if, with our tribal discount. Not for them to install it, but just what the cost would be. To purchase the equipment.
Have you got that number?
I have not received it yet from them.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So since Jeremy's our contractor, wouldn't that tribal discount be extended to him to get that equipment for us? Is that what I'm hearing you say, pretty much?
It would have to be purchased through our IT department. Jeremy couldn't get it by ordering it himself. We would have to order it through our IT department, and then once it came in, Jeremy could install it.
Can I continue?
Yes.
And maybe you said, and I didn't hear, did you talk with IT to see how long it would take them to do that, or not?
I have not been able to get a hold of IT to discuss that with them. I just spoke with the procurement office, and Tammy Leeper actually was not there, and Jackie Griffin was who I spoke with. Tammy was out for the day, but she said that's their normal process with anything that concerned that is ordered that's a Dell product.
Since we already know how much it's going to cost for Jeremy to, this is what Jeremy's going to get it at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be cheaper if IT purchases
the actual equipment, yes.
Okay. Can we make a motion to go forward with whatever's cheaper?
Mm-hmm.
Is the committee okay with that? If we get a number back from IT that's cheaper than what Jeremy can get it at?
Sounds like a very good idea.
Okay. How would we work that?
Well, Jeremy would still be installing it. It would just be the purchase of the equipment would be through IT. That would just be.
How much is the discount?
We don't know yet.
5-10%?
I have no idea.
They haven't gotten with this yet, so. But they should, if they're purchasing is pretty confident they can get a discount.
We'll put within 2 weeks if we get a quote less than the current estimate that we have from the computer guy. And
for the equipment. Make sure you specify it's for the equipment.
Is that what you want to do, second speaker?
Yeah.
No. 2 weeks? A month?
If you want to put a time limit, that's fine.
How would we?
How long is it taking to call and
get a quote?
Yeah. About a week.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take to get a quote for the computers?
Eli bought some Dell computers.
2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days?
2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Okay. Business, that's fine. Okay. What's the best way to word that motion?
Are we in a... Is there a bit of urgency to get this underway?
The only urgency is that our server is not under warranty. And so getting parts, if it was to start acting crazy, might be a little bit more difficult. The only thing that I can say I consider urgent is the reason I'm sitting in here without my computer right now is because our Wi-Fi is really pitiful, and part of this bid includes upgrading our Wi-Fi. I can't even think what they're called now.
Router.
Router, thank you. So that we have a little bit better signal within our building.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'd like to do that, like the last session. So do you want to wait for 2 weeks, or do you like maybe November 30th, or we've got the holidays next week, and then it's your call.
What's November 30th? That's first day of session.
28th, the first day of session, so it would be that Wednesday.
Let's do the 30th, and we'll be back here, we'll all be in office.
So authorize, I make a motion to authorize the second speaker to accept the estimate from the computer guy in the amount of $8,348 on November 30th, contingent on the nation's IT department not getting a quote for the equipment in a lesser amount, something like that.
Okay. Second? Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? All right. Motion is approved. You can start working on that. We are at an adjournment. Before we adjourn, is there anything else? Congressman Mason.
A couple of questions. First is, what is the status of securing our assistant clerk position?
That the job has been posted, and with recent legislation, I believe it has to be posted for 30 days. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what day we're on, but it's been posted for a few weeks now.
It will not close until the 29th of
November. November 29th is when it will close.
Okay. The second question, has anyone decided what we're going to do for Christmas? Christmas party.
I have a few call-ins to the casino, and I'm looking at a few dates. Probably first week of December, maybe second week. They're going back and forth. I'm talking to their facilities person about Ponca City or Skytrip. I believe last year we went to a restaurant, so. Kind of up for decisions. I thought I'd better just reserve a room just in case. If anyone has suggestions, I'm open for suggestions too.
Right on. So,
anything else? Did you have some travel you want
to
put in your shadow?
No.
We're at adjournment. See you now. Motion. Chairman, take motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
We are adjourned.